Okay, welcome our pre-show here for the 27th. I'm just backspacing or whatever the hell, backing out of some areas on a website that I go to set the show up. It's an encore show for a Monday. God, I had a couple of really goofy ideas for Tuesday. What was this? One of them was Jackie's idea. Anyway, welcome to our encore for today. My throat is fucked up. Maybe I'm not drinking enough water. How was your whatever the fuck we're talking about here, Thanksgiving weekend? The Thanksgiving weekend that never ends, man. It just goes on and fucking on and fucking on, man. I didn't do shit for Thanksgiving this year, and that's fine with me. Because I don't really do Thanksgiving. I'm looking at, do you guys ever check out the Bobby Dooley podcast? It's on the archive page, where the archives are by date, by year. Scroll down. Dr. Drew. This is Bobby interviewing these people. Henry Rollins. Bobby Dooley interviewing Jane Wells from CNBC. Bobby Dooley interviewing Sugar Ray fucking Leonard, who I'll never forget him looking across the table at me and saying, I'm hearing a woman, but I'm looking at a man. You know, the Bobby Dooley podcast with the great Craig Bierko. great actor. Chris D'Elia, great man. He's had some problems, but he's been a good guy to me. Kevin Pollak, another great man. Joel McHale, another terrific guy. Patricia Arquette, great actress. Nice lady. These are all a part of the Bobby Dooley Celebrity Podcasts. Are those the only ones she did? 10 precious Bobby Dooley podcasts. You should check these out. In fact, you know, I think I'll do that as part of the promo. There's Jimmy Pardo. Jimmy is one of the originators of a basically subscription podcast. He's the first guy I saw who did his podcast on a subscription basis and was making a living and making a good living at it. Then Bobby interviewed Henry Rollins, who was great. Jesus. Henry, he rolled with it, man. He was great. Jane Wells, who loves to laugh. She's a funny, funny woman. Nice lady. Jane Wells does financial reporting, but she does it with a sense of humor, kind of a, I don't know, man. She's just kind of a sarcastic, sometimes smart-ass way of doing things. First time I ever saw Jane Wells, I was in Minneapolis still, and the Northridge earthquake had hit. So I'm watching TV in Minneapolis, looking back at Los Angeles, what the hell's going on over there? And Jane Wells came on, and I don't know if they were carrying some local LA reporting at that moment or if she was already network, but I think she was with Channel 11, Los Angeles, and she was there, very relaxed, sort of matter of fact, but also expressing the frustration that everybody was feeling in Los Angeles and a little bit of the kind of apprehension that everyone was feeling post-earthquake. But kind of like talking to people as if, hey, I'm your neighbor and this sucks. Kind of like that. And I was impressed with her. She looked like a real person to me. So I like Jane. I got to know her a little bit. Not much, but just got to know her a little bit. And asked her to be on the Bobby Dooley podcast. Joel McHale has always been a terrific guy. I was in a pilot with Joel many, many years ago called, what the fuck, Giants of Radio. It's the first time I ever met him. I think he had started doing Talk Soup. Funny cat, man, and a good actor, good comic actor, great. And we were shooting the pilot in the same building where he had his office for Talk Soup. So during the lunch break, he went up to his office and started working on some shit for Talk Soup and then came back and we started to shoot in the afternoon. Patricia Arquette was a Bobby Dooley fan from, I found out she was a Bobby Dooley fan when I opened up the Bobby Dooley Twitter page. Kevin Pollak interviewed me for his show. He's a wonderful guy. Sugar Ray Leonard. Just all these people. Craig Bierko. I think he's just one of the best actors going. If you remember the first time I saw Craig, but I was really impressed with him. He played Max Baer in Cinderella Man. So you remember the guy that played Max Baer, who was Jim Braddock's arch enemy in that movie? That was Craig Bierko. Chris D'Elia, funny guy, wonderful guy. I don't know what the fucking problem was he had. But, you know, I just don't believe in kicking people to the fucking curb when they're in trouble, you know. If they're good people, if they're friends. I don't know what he did. And to this day, I don't really know the particulars of it. But nonetheless, he is there on the Bobby Dooley page. So, check it out. We can do the promo that way. I think we'll kick it off with the promo. Did you guys see this Revenge of the Nerds Saturday Cinema we ran? What the fuck was that? I don't even remember doing that. I guess that was a softcore porn. Not softcore. It's not really porn. It's Nudie Cutie. That was it. They showed a lot of naked female breast. It was a stupid fucking movie. I mean, they're all stupid, especially at that level, you know, that public domain shit. But the Nudie Cuties of the 60s, it doesn't get much fucking dumber than those. Nonetheless, we discovered some, I don't know if they're public domain or not, some Nudie Cuties from the 60s. They're pretty radical. There's no hardcore sex, but there's a whole lot of crazy dancing. Let me put it that way. My fucking goddamn throat. Might as well get this thing going.